evening and welcome to A Closer Look. I'm your host, Laurie Hackett, and we're gathering again to talk with incredible community leaders, people who are doing great things with our nonprofit friends throughout the Valley. As you know, each month we have the chance to come together, and listeners, we have a chance to introduce you to some real superstars in the Lehigh Valley. Tonight's no exception. So I'm excited to introduce our first guest tonight. Please join me wherever you're listening to welcome Kim Hine from ArtsQuest. Welcome, Kim.
Hi. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Absolutely. Well, we're delighted. So if you don't know Kim, Kim is the manager of donor relations for ArtsQuest. Kim, what's that like? What's that like to be on the team of ArtsQuest?
It's awesome. I grew up in the Lehigh Valley, so I grew up coming to First Fridays at the Banana Factory, coming to the free Levitt Lawn Summer Concert Series, and now I get to be a part of it all, and it is just so rewarding to do something that I love to do and do it with colleagues that also love what they do, so it's great.
And I would imagine going to work every day is, you know, a bit of a new adventure. You have so many events, so many activities, so much programming, and all of the people we've met, the volunteers, the staff, are so positive, so creative, so forward-looking. What's that experience like?
It's great, and I think it really kind of motivates me to think outside the box and always be showing up for my coworkers, showing up for myself, but also seeing that there's people volunteering. They're volunteering their time to set up Chris Kindlemar, to set up a stage during Music Fest. I'm here getting paid to do it. I can do it with a smile if they can volunteer with a smile. And I think it is just so rewarding. And I think, you know, you kind of just feed off of each other. There's just so much good energy at ArtsQuest and with everyone that supports us. So it's great.
That is so wonderful. You're newer in your career. And so to see that and to feel that enthusiasm and that sincerity for your role is wonderful. I'm not newer in my career, but I still have the same enthusiasm. You know, it's just so exciting to be able to go to work and love what you do.
Yeah, I think that's one of the most important things is doing something you're passionate about, because then it doesn't really feel like work. You're just doing something you love to do, and it's rewarding.
And Kim, would you agree to this statement? I think a lot of people who are looking for what they should do next in career don't often think about nonprofits as a place that you can bring tons of skills, finance, communication, marketing, project management to and be wildly successful.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that statement. I think there's something for everybody at any organization, and nonprofits are no different. I think it's just a much more rewarding environment. I think there's something for everybody.
And your title is Manager of Donor Relations. Share with us what that means.
Yeah, so my main focus at ArtsQuest is running our ArtsQuest Circle program. So I handle some of our donors and our Leadership Giving Society. The Circle program is the main priority, and that is where donors can support ArtsQuest with an annual donation of $2,500, and then it can go up anywhere to $50,000, and they get really awesome exclusive benefits in exchange for that donation. So everything I do is working with the donors, making sure they're happy, making sure they're utilizing their benefits, and promoting the benefits to the public to get new donors to join.
So a circle, I know of other organizations that have kind of within your donor pool, a membership based. How do you talk with someone about that? How do you connect the mission of ArtsQuest with the advantages of becoming a Circle member?
Yeah, so I think one of the most important things, if someone is interested in supporting ArtsQuest, is sitting down with them, finding out what they're passionate about. If you are passionate about Music Fest, Chris Kindlemar, coming to our programs, if you're purchasing tickets to our programs, then it's kind of a no-brainer to sign up for either our general membership program or Circle. Circle, you receive complimentary ticket offers. You receive that first pre-sale access. So if you're going to utilize the benefit and you want to support your nonprofit and help increase access to the arts for all, I think Circle is for you. If you are looking to maybe support a scholarship for one of our Banana Factory programs and you're not as concerned with benefits, then we can kind of go that route. But I think it's really important to figure out what the donor wants and make sure they're getting what they want out of how they're choosing to support ArtsQuest.
Lovely, lovely. Well said. And Kim, we have to mention here that you recently received a great award. I was lucky enough to be at the event, and you were given the Rising Star Award by the Association of Fundraising Professionals of the Lehigh Valley. Tell us about that and what that means to you.
Yeah, that was a really great day. I'm so honored to have received the award, especially in a room full of so many amazing philanthropists in the Lehigh Valley. And I think being nominated for it and then also receiving the award just kind of proves that I'm doing the right profession. I think I show up to work every day. I love what I do. I try to keep everybody really happy and involved with ArtsQuest and working on really growing the Circle program. Somehow that was recognized and noticed. And, you know, I almost got the award just for doing my job. Mm-hmm. But somebody recognized it and it meant a lot.
I think that's wonderful. Is there someone that inspires you along the way? Did you have somebody, a mentor, a leader, a manager, a family member that was your inspiration?
Honestly, I went to Wilkes University. I started out at Wilkes as a psychology major, and I realized really early on it was not for me. I almost didn't realize that I could just change what I went to school for. I met with a woman named Karen Riley over at Wilkes University, and she basically gave me a self-assessment, and I took a whole bunch of personality tests. And then she told me what would be a good career path. And the first one on the list was philanthropy, and then it was public relations. And without her, I would not have changed my major to communication studies. I would not have interned at, you know, a public library in Wilkes-Barre and then found this career opportunity at ArtsQuest. And I think I just owe her a lot of thanks mm-hmm. to be where I am now. I think without her, I may have stayed in psychology, which was very clearly not a personality fit for me. And now I get to love what I do. And I think it's because she knew the steps to take with a college student who was a little bit undecided.
Great story. And we forget the people like that, that kind of dip into our lives and just gently give us a nudge or some insight. So you interned at a library. I'm such a believer in students getting applied experience, just trying it out. Could you tell us a little bit about that internship?
Yeah, I think that internship was everything that I needed to do to realize philanthropy is for me. It was the Ustra Outfree Library over in Wilkes-Barre. I worked in the development office and community relations. So my main role there was to help with all of our fundraising events. So they had maybe three or four major events, a gala, a rooftop party, the book sale. And those events really is what keeps the lights on at the library. And that's where I was able to see firsthand the importance of the donors, the sponsors, the corporate partners, and the volunteers. I think I grew up in the Lehigh Valley. I was super involved in high school and the band and the choir. And I know the importance of the community and supporting it, but seeing it firsthand, working at a nonprofit, knowing that every dollar counts mm-hmm. was really meaningful, especially as a college student. And that's kind of what changed my perspective and made me realize nonprofit work is for me.
Oh, love to hear that you had the chance to try it out. Mm-hmm. Is it hard to ask for money?
Yes and no. typically, you kind of already have a connection with somebody, or they may have already had the connection to where you're working. So at ArtsQuest, I think a lot of the people come to us and they say, hey, I love your mission. I've been wanting to support ArtsQuest. And then you kind of have that meeting. You see, are they looking to volunteer? Are they looking to donate? And I think once you figure out that they're passionate about your mission, it's not mm-hmm. as hard as some people would think. As long as you know they're interested, as long as you support the mission as well, I think it's easier to pitch that to people because you believe in it.
Have you volunteered before as well, Kim? I mean, we know that ArtsQuest, Music Fest, Chris Kindlemart, so many of the events survive and really thrive because of volunteers. What about you during college, other times? Have you been a volunteer?
Yeah, especially in my college time and when I lived in Wilkes-Barre, I was super involved in the community. I was volunteering for Big Brothers Big Sisters. Oh. I volunteered for the Salvation Army. A lot of that nonprofit, that giving world. And then I was on the board of the YMCA in Wyoming Valley. So that was really rewarding. We always talked about all of our camps and, you know, you're kind of helping push their narrative out there as well, while maybe not working for them, but you're still pushing your passions in another mm-hmm. way. I think volunteering is really great, especially if you don't have the financial means to do it. There's always a way to volunteer. I think that's something I always push, is like philanthropy is not just monetary giving. You can donate your time, your expertise. Like mm-hmm. there is something for everybody. So super important. And I love volunteering. And I know I definitely need to get more involved in Lehigh Valley. And I'm looking forward to doing that.
Oh, and so much opportunity.
Yeah.
Of course. And because you can fundraise, I know there's a lot of nonprofits that would love to have you. So fundraising, development, advancement as a career, what would you say to others maybe who haven't thought about, oh my gosh, I could go into this area of development and philanthropy? What would you say to maybe young professionals just getting started?
I would say to maybe start volunteering more. Mm-hmm. Figure out what missions of what organizations mean a lot to you and kind of wait for an opening in that role. I think ArtsQuest is something I've always been passionate about. If there had not been an employment opportunity, maybe I would have started the volunteering, gotten involved, started to know some of the staff, figured out if this mission is something I do want to work for and I do want to support, because I think if you support and agree with the mission of your organization, you're going to love coming to work every day. I think there really is a position for everybody. And if you're working for a nonprofit, your colleagues are most likely also going to be supporting the mission. So it just makes coming to work every day so much easier.
Exactly. Especially when you get to come to work every day and look out, especially now, and see the ice skating mm-hmm. rink and Chris Kindlemart and the beautiful steel stacks and the lights.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kim, when you think about your volunteer experience, were there skills, were there lessons you learned as a volunteer that you bring into your work as a young professional at ArtsQuest?
I would think things you learn along the way are kind of just the stories of the volunteers, honestly. It's like some people are really volunteering because they want to get out of their house. They want to make friends. They want to get involved in their community. And I think realizing almost that there is a role for everybody in volunteering and philanthropy in general, but then figuring out what that role is and helping them kind of apply it where mm-hmm. I work is meaningful. And just realizing that, you know, not everybody can make a financial contribution. So you have to support people where they are meeting you. And I think our volunteers are like the backbone of ArtsQuest. We rely so heavily on them for every festival, every event, every Music Fest Cafe show. So it's just so important to remember that and always thank the volunteers no matter where you are.
I agree. You know, at Air Products, we talk about, we often say working here, living here, giving here. And as you just said it, that giving here looks different for everybody. It might be writing a check. It might be showing up to volunteer. And those volunteers, I love coming to the ArtsQuest shows, the volunteers who walk you to your seat, mm-hmm. even though you've been to that same seat many times, every time they're like, let me show you where table 308 is. I'm mm-hmm. like, that would be great.
Yeah, it's so fun. And you realize like they get trained on it. They're so excited. Yes. I love seeing someone where it's their first shift and they're nervous. I'm like, everyone here is so excited. You're helping them find their seat. You are being helpful. Like everyone is going to be thankful. So it's great.
What do you see across the Lehigh Valley? Certainly we know ArtsQuest, you know, the volunteers that you, the way you celebrate, inspire, acknowledge volunteers is fantastic. Do you see that same level of volunteerism and energy with others across the valley, with other nonprofits?
I think so. I think every event that is happening in the Lehigh Valley is always a call to volunteers. I recently went to a beer fest in Allentown through the Allentown Chamber, and it was like every booth was a volunteer. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is great. I thought it was going to be like the brewery owners or operators. And they're like, no, I'm volunteering. I was like, this is amazing. Like volunteers are everywhere, and sometimes you don't even realize it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's a great point, especially for our listeners, as you start to attend things to realize. I recently volunteered for Bacon Fest, and there's nothing better. You're just welcoming people. And again, Easton has it. Allentown has it. Certainly Bethlehem has it. Kim, here we are in the middle of the holiday season. How does your life, your work, your schedule change for the month of December?
Mm-hmm. It definitely changes a bunch just because we have Chris Kindlemart going on. We have the ice rink happening, a lot more Music Fest Cafe performances. So for me, a big part of my job is attending our events, meeting the attendees, maybe meeting some donors that I know that might be attending the shows. So I'm spending a lot more time after normal work hours on campus. But thankfully, I love our programming. I love being able to walk around the tents. And anytime you're talking to someone who's visiting the campus, it's just so easy to make that conversation. Like, clearly you already like what we do. You're coming to our programming. And now I'm just starting that connection and thanking you for coming and supporting us. So I'm spending a lot more time at our programming, whether it's for fun or for networking. But it's all really great.
When you think about all the people that you work with, whether through the Circle membership or other programs at ArtsQuest, is there an example of an exchange you had with someone or a story you learned that reminded you that, yes, I'm exactly where I want to be. I am doing what I was meant to do at this point in my career?
That's a hard question. I think it kind of comes down to a lot of the day-to-day conversations, but also my first year here, I believe that one of our artists in the Banana Factory that was on display, he had previously talked about how he was only able to be an artist because of Lenny Fowler and her support of him. And I believe that she gave him a scholarship and she supported him. And now he supports the arts. And it's like that full circle moment of, without the Banana Factory, this person would not have had that experience to take that art class and get into art and realize they want to go to school for it and they're going to become an artist full time. I always think back on that, and that might not kind of be my job directly, but working for a company that provides that is rewarding. And I think just meeting with donors and kind of figuring out what they like to do and what they like to support, mm-hmm. that's also just rewarding. So,
oh, I appreciate that so much. And especially, we can't have an Arts Quest conversation without pausing to celebrate and recognize the wonderful Lenny Fowler. So thank you for mentioning her. We're almost at the end of the show, unfortunately, Kim. As we leave this, what advice do you have for others who are thinking of getting engaged as a volunteer with Arts Quest?
Yeah, I think anyone that's looking to volunteer, you can head right to our website, artsquest.org. We'll have a volunteer tab right on that landing page. And you can explore everything that our volunteer department promotes. We always promote the new volunteers. We always promote the opportunities. There really is something for everybody. And a more general email, if you're interested in just volunteering, would be info@artsquest. You can always submit kind of what you're looking for, and then we'll just pair you with the right staff member.
Great. So that's info@artsquest.org.
Yes.
Kim, thank you so much. Again, listeners, we were joined tonight by Kim Hine. Kim is the Director of Donor Relations at ArtsQuest, and she also is the 2024 recipient of the Rising Star Award, and we've certainly seen why today.
Thank you, Lori, for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks again. And we'll be right back.
WDIY members have exclusive access to our weekly member ticket giveaway. That's a new drawing every week for the best events the Lehigh Valley has to offer. Concerts, festivals, film screenings, theater performances, and more. Last year, WDIY gave away over 2,000 tickets to our members. So don't miss your chance. Become a WDIY member today. Call 610-694-8100 extension 4 or visit wdiy.org.
Welcome back to A Closer Look. I'm Laurie Hackett, and we are so pleased to welcome our next guest tonight. So listeners, join me in welcoming Jody Pajazi.
Hi, Laurie. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we're delighted. And if you don't know Jody, let me tell you a little bit about her. Jody is the owner and president of a business called Northampton Pool and Patio. The reason Jody is with us tonight is because of the leadership role she plays with the Chamber. Jody is chair of the Chamber Foundation. Jody, tell us about that. What does that mean to be chair of the Chamber Foundation?
It is such an exciting part of my life. I'm so excited. I love everything about the foundation. What attracted me to it was the fact that they are involved in Main Street projects, downtowns. And you know, Laurie, I'm from Easton, born and raised, spend a lot of time downtown. My church is downtown. And the fact that they support projects in downtowns, but also main streets all across the Lehigh Valley. It's Allentown, Bethlehem, Easton, but it's also Emmaus and Slatington, Bangor, and Wingap. So anywhere you go in the Lehigh Valley, you will probably see something that the foundation has supported.
And the communities you mentioned are certainly all in the very large footprint of the Chamber. And I know that the Chamber Foundation, I think officially called the Chamber Main Street Foundation, mm-hmm. is the nonprofit, the 501c3 part of the Chamber. What is the mission of the Chamber Foundation?
I'm so glad you asked. And you know what? I want to read it to you because I think it's important to understand what the foundation is about.
Sure.
So their mission is to improve every main street in the Lehigh Valley through targeted investments in community development revitalization programs, facade improvements, streetscape designs, urban planning, event promotions, sidewalk beautification, and other improvements to downtowns. So that, to me, says it all. It's all about like urban development, community development, and it's really anywhere mm-hmm. in the Lehigh Valley.
And as you said, no matter where you are in the valley, if you drive around, you might not realize that some of the improvement projects, the bicycle racks, the planters, right. the open for business signs were all made possible – Is that correct? By the Chamber Foundation?
Absolutely. Absolutely. As a matter of fact, you know, some of the projects, I was even surprised as I'm driving around. I see a mural in West Easton. I, you know, picnic tables in Coopersburg, picnic tables in Slatington, and one that I thought was really cool, Hometown Hero Banners. Mm-hmm. And Bangor is celebrating their 150th anniversary. So the banner's there to celebrate that. Those are the kind of things where you're driving around and you don't even think about it, but now I'm very aware.
So the Chamber Foundation makes grants to these communities mm-hmm. to do these incredible projects. How does the Chamber Foundation get funding?
The way that they are funded is through donations. And one of the things that's very important this year is the Chamber has a snowball. And it is on February 22nd, 2025, can't believe I'm saying that, at Wind Creek. It is in the Bethlehem Foundry facility, which is beautiful, by the way. And you can buy tickets. It is a black tie event. It's dancing. It's dinner. It's lovely. There's a silent auction. So people can purchase gift cards and donate them and support local businesses. At the same time, they can buy tickets, of course, to the event. And at some point, there will be a donate button on the Chamber's website, which www.lehighvalleychamber.org. There will be a donate button, and you can donate a silent auction prize. A lot of times, they're anywhere from $100 to $5,000. This is a big fundraiser for the Chamber Foundation.
So I know the snowball has been around for a long time, and I know it has a wonderful reputation, and people really look forward to it. It's one of the few galas left in the Valley where if you like to get dressed up, it's a great opportunity. So people can go and have a magical night, right. And in addition, they can bid on different auction items, and that's awesome. So that's where the funding comes from,
right.
To be able to then go out really on every main street.
Right.
How are the decisions made as to where the funding goes? You must get so many applications, and there's so much need.
We do. We get a lot of applications. The board reviews the applications, and we try to connect them to the mission mm-hmm. and identify the ones that are most closely related to the mission and that will be most meaningful and also sustainable. And then we choose, you know, some years there are 10 and some years there are 20, depending on the funding that we have available.
So how lovely that the decisions for the grants are made by other volunteers like yourself. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
And I believe there's a match that's required by the community. So the mural that you saw in Easton, is that right? GEDP
Absolutely.
Or another nonprofit puts up the funding. And then you and your team of volunteers come in with a match?
With a match. Absolutely. So it's like double. So the organization ends up with double the amount.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh, that's wonderful. How did you get involved as a volunteer? Listeners, Jody mentioned earlier she's from Easton. She knows everyone in Easton. We can't go for a cup of coffee in Easton, Jody, without you seeing people that you know from high school, from church, from just growing up there.
Right.
But how did you get involved as a volunteer?
Well, with the foundation specifically, you are my friend that we've been friends for many years. And this was something that you mentioned to me. And I immediately felt connected to it and felt lucky to be part of it. So that's how I got involved with the foundation. And once I was on the board, I loved it even more because I really understood so much more of what they do. And I really felt connected to the other board members. And I really realized what they're involved in. And it made me even, you know, more endearing to the mission.
Jody, I know you've volunteered with other things in the past. You've had a wonderful career. What is it that motivates you to volunteer anywhere or to give back, whether that's through community or through church or through your family?
It just feels good. It makes me happy in so many ways. You know, people volunteer, you know, with money, with donations, with time, with talent. Mm-hmm. And I've been lucky enough and blessed enough to be able to do all three. You know, whether it is teaching dancing in my church or working at our festival or working, you know, on the board at the community college, you know, it feels good. And, you know, I love people. So it's also an opportunity to do something good that's meaningful with people that you like. So, and it's fun.
It becomes a social outlet as well.
Yeah.
Jody, thanks so much for sharing that. You've been a volunteer for a long time. Where do you get that inspiration? Was there someone in your life? Was there a family member? What inspires you to be the way you are, to give back all the time?
It started as a young kid in my church and in my community. My mom spent countless hours at the church, whether it was cooking for a fundraiser or, you know, cleaning, helping to clean the church or whatever it was. And our community is very close-knit. So there was always, you know, an opportunity to do something for someone in our community. And as I got older and, you know, became a working woman, I worked for a nonprofit organization. And that was something, being on the other side and having a volunteer board really was enlightening for me, because I needed them. And they were willing, they were so willing to give their time, their talent, and their energy. And that meant a lot to me. And that was early in my career. And you might remember, here's a name from the past, Jack Cook. And yes, and being part of that economic development organization, that he encouraged me to go out and help with other boards. You know, Bob Kopacek was like, come, you know, help with the community college. And so now I'm going way back. But those are people that encouraged me to volunteer and to really understand what it meant beyond my personal community and in the bigger Lehigh Valley community.
Oh, so well said. You know, I forget you've had that nonprofit experience, so you just were, you know, really lucky to serve with volunteers. You worked in a large corporate role. You're now the president of a small business, so you've really seen the community from so many different angles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And speaking of Easton, I know you're certainly an Easton girl. What do you think of the growth and the expansion and the excitement of Easton?
I love being in downtown Easton. As you know, we have coffee at the public market on Saturday mornings. I go to church Saturday evenings. There's not a restaurant in downtown Easton that I haven't been to. And it is so, you can walk around, the lights are beautiful. It has become really a thriving center for the Lehigh Valley. And I, you know, give kudos to all of the people involved, to, you know, the mayor, to GEDP, the chamber, everyone that's involved in it. I'm so excited. Born and raised on South 4th Street, I've come full circle. I am downtown all the time.
Well, I know we recently volunteered together
at
Bacon Fest. Do you have thoughts on that? You know, you were there, you were welcoming so many families and people to this incredible two-day festival. What was that experience like?
I'm still talking about it. I am still talking about it because, first of all, it was fun, but we didn't feel like we were working, but we were. But it's just so exciting. People came from Wilkes-Barre, from Scranton, from Philadelphia, from New Jersey for that event. But yet all of Easton was there and all of the surrounding communities and people from Allentown and Bethlehem. It really brings so many people together. And it was fun. It was just fun.
And I think, I'm guessing you'd agree, there are so many volunteer opportunities like that throughout the Lehigh Valley.
Without a doubt. Mm-hmm. Without a doubt. And all you have to do is ask around. And the thing is, and I know I've heard your, I've listened to your shows, and everyone says, find something that's important to you. And I couldn't agree more. Find something that's important to you and do it with someone that you like. Mm-hmm. That helps. I didn't feel like I was working when we volunteered for Bacon Fest because we had fun, but we did something meaningful for the organization, for GEDP. Mm-hmm. So
well said, because there's so many ways to volunteer, and we talk all the time on this show. You could be on a longstanding committee. You could show up for a morning clearing a park. You could mm-hmm. welcome people to Bacon Fest. And you're right. Wear the T-shirt. Be proud of the logos yes. that are on it, and Do it with your friends, with your family. It's so rewarding.
It is. And I just want to say one thing, because this is when you had mentioned being on the board for the foundation, I really take a minute to think about what I'm going to do and if I'm going to say yes or no. Because if you're going to do it, do it. Mm-hmm. Something that I learned in the past was be here now. If you're going to be part of a board, be part of the board, not just something on in name only or to put on your resume. But really, it's great to have it on your resume, but be there and be present.
I love that. And I think that the Lehigh Valley is wildly successful because of that kind of spirit and that belief that we have a responsibility to serve. And if we say we're going to do it, we're showing up.
Right. 100%.
Jody, we're at the end of our time, unfortunately. Before we sign off, any final advice for people listening? Maybe they're thinking of getting involved as a volunteer. Maybe they're not quite sure.
If you're not sure, try it. Talk to people. You know, do an interview. Just like if you're going to go for a job or something, see if it's something that you can commit to. And anything is welcome too. Don't just remember that nothing is too small.
Exactly. And that's what makes us so successful in such a great community. Well, Jody, thanks for being with us. Listeners, again, we were joined by Jody Pajazi. And Jody is the president and owner of Northampton Pool and Patio. As importantly, she is the chair of the Chamber Foundation, an incredible organization that gives back, provides support for communities across the Lehigh Valley. Jody, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Lori. I appreciate it. Have a good day.
And again, tonight we were joined certainly by Jody and also by Kim Hine of ArtsQuest, two incredible volunteers doing so much to make our community as special as it is. We look forward to seeing you next month on A Closer Look. Good night.